roads. Riders are full of energy and accidents easily can happen. Knowing this, Tyler Hamilton thought he'd position himself perfectly for the end of stage number one. He was near the front of the pack. In his journal for the cycling publication Velo News, Hamilton wrote, "In crashes near the finish line, normally there's more danger near the back. Normally."
I think Stuart O'Grady has moved too far back, and there's been a mass pileup there. I think it was Towler went down as the peloton completely crashes on the line.
The crash, televised on the Outdoor Life Network, happened near the front. Hamilton hit the ground hard on his right side. He got back on his bike and crossed the finish line. Later, at a hospital, he found out his right collarbone had one fracture about three-quarters of the way through the bone and another about a quarter of the way through, with the two breaks meeting in a V.
The type of fracture he has is extremely painful.
Dr. Brian Halpern is an expert in sports medicine and orthopedics.
It's hard enough to walk with a clavicle fracture than to be on a bicycle in a bent over position over the handlebars trying to accelerate with the vibration of the road felt through the bicycle, which goes right into the fracture site.
Yet that's just what Tyler Hamilton's endured since he decided to tape up his shoulder, get on his bike, and ride through this past week. He's been in this situation before. Last year, he raced with a broken shoulder. Hamilton was in such agony that he ground down several teeth that later had to be capped. Haven Hamilton says her husband isn't trying to be a hero. She says Tyler is simply trying to live up to his responsibilities as the lead rider on his 9-member team.
For these guys who come and ride in the Tour de France, the absolute worst thing that can happen is for them to have to leave their team behind and go home. And that's sort of the dilemma that Ty is facing. He's just sort of trying to wring every last thing he can out of himself for the team and see where he can, you know, help take them.
Professional cyclist Jonathan Vaughters has raced in the Tour de France 5 times, once as a teammate of Hamilton. Vaughters says Hamilton has a very high tolerance for pain, but people don't realize the extent to which most elite cyclists go to finish a major competition. Vaughters says some have called him insane for what he's done.
Well, in the 2001 Tour de France, I had a pretty severe stomach virus, and I was doing 120-mile stages in the Pyrenees without eating any sort of breakfast, without eating anything during the entire stage, and without eating dinner because my stomach wouldn't hold anything down. I mean, I think I lost 10 pounds in 3 days.
This year's tour enters the difficult mountain stages tomorrow. Tyler Hamilton acknowledges going uphill on his bike, standing and pulling on the handlebars could take his pain to new levels. In his journal, he wrote, "There's no telling how long he can keep going." He also admits this painful 2003 Tour de France may mean a few more trips to the dentist. Tom Goldman, NPR News.